I struggle.
So you asked about the Methodist faith.
You know what? Even more so than
Christmas, Easter, false gospel, worldliness, not teaching how to dress your temple biblically.
I have a problem. I don't have a problem with Easter as far as what it represents. The Easter bunny, Santa Claus, throw all that away.
But here's the thing, Jeff. You said I don't have a problem. See, if you're a follower of Christ, if you're a follower of Christ, you got to get out of the I think, I believe, I feel, I do. It's God's command.
Right.
And Jesus said to keep man-made traditions in Mark 7. You know what the Pharisees did? The Pharisees were the most godly people on the face of the earth in Jesus' day. What?
No, they were not.
Yes,
Jesus,
they were.
They were.
Yes, they were.
God's day. And they thought they followed everything, but they...
They were the most godly people on the face of the earth. Hear what I said. They were the most godly people on the face of the earth. They were striving to keep Torah law. The Pharisees had a heart issue, and they were hypocrites. They were telling people to do what they didn't do. But you didn't hear me.
Exactly.
Name another nation that would have been more holier than Israel. There isn't one. The Pharisees were holy in following Torah. They were hypocrites. They said when people came to the temple, you got to wash pots and cups in your hands before you can come to the temple. Jesus, my Lord and Master and Messiah, calls them out and says, God never ordained that. You worship me in vain with your keeping of man-made traditions. Pots and cups. What would he say to your Methodist faith today? You've added Christmas. You've added Easter. You've added worldliness. You've added carnality. You've added all these things.
You know, and what I would say to more than the Methodist, what I have, and I can show you right here, certain ones, Bot Radio Network. Have you ever heard of it?
Unbiblical. Worldly, carnal, heretical.
I don't
promote a bunch of false teachers. I think I've got
Greg,
a testing.
Greg Laurie is a false teacher.
Leaders of it. Greg Laurie, easy believe. Absolutely. These men will tell you. Let's see, there's another one. Jack Hibbs. He's just like Greg Laurie. Greg Laurie puts on rock concerts and then preaches the gospel.
Well,
wickedness.
They're
rock concerts.
Now,
wickedness.
But here's the one that I actually would follow more than anybody is Chuck Swindoll. You ever heard of Chuck Swindoll? He's a straight shooter.
Far from the truth. He's an evangelical. He keeps the pagan model. He's feminized. Do you notice how my wife dresses? A dress and a head covering. You realize 100 years ago or so, every evangelical pastor, leader in America was teaching women to dress biblically and cover their heads. You know what happened? Because the Bible teaches that. The Bible teaches that. Go read 1 Corinthians 11. The Bible teaches men to wear a long tunic-like garment. Did you know it's a beautiful thing? I love to preach this, Jeff. In Genesis 3, so we do keep some things in Torah, not Torah, Old Testament. Like, do you believe in marriages between a husband and a wife?
I do.
Okay, that comes along in Genesis 2. So we do keep some things from the Old Testament. I don't teach Torah law. That was for Israel. Don't eat pork, wear tassels, go to festivals. That was Torah law. In Genesis 3, God sees Adam and Eve sin, one sin. You hear me calling out sin? People get mad when you call out sin. I can name 25 sins that they're breaking here with this festival. One sin took mankind in the fall. One sin. In Acts 5, one lie killed a couple, Ananias and Sapphira, after Jesus had come. Sin matters, Jeff. And the world hates when you preach righteousness against sin. They hate it. That's why they killed Jesus. That's why they killed Paul. They want an easy believe, itchy-eared gospel. They want everything that makes them feel good. The Word of God says it's a Hebrew 4 sword. It's supposed to cut you open, show you your sin, spare you from your sin, heal you up to follow Christ. If I never cut you open with the Word, you're never going to get there. But the point is, one sin. God kills an animal in Genesis 3. He sheds blood in Genesis 3.
That's evil.
Huh?
Cell phone.
No. No. Yeah, cell phone is an innate object like a car. I can watch porn on it, which I don't do. I can order food on it. I can preach the gospel on it. Let me give you one of our gospel cards. If you go to our website, you're going to see a bunch of videos, and we have lots of articles to teach people how to follow Christ. We don't take people's money, unlike man-made religion. We don't want your money. We want you to open the scriptures and go a lot deeper in the Word of God. But let me get back. So God sees Adam and Eve. They put fig leaves on after they sinned because they knew they were naked. God says, not good enough. God himself, the creator of the universe, Jesus. Jesus is the creator. Jesus, in Genesis 3:21, kills an animal
sheds blood and covers us in a tunic-like garment. A tunic-like garment is basically a long, loose, untucked shirt that covers your privates. It covers you. Clothing is supposed to be a sin covering, Jeff. Look what the world's turned it into.
Oh, I don't disagree.
It's a fashion statement. That's sin. That's fleshliness and pride. And here's one for you. You don't think pride. Women, my wife will tell, she tells women all the time, my wife used to dress like a harlot before she was born again. To wear high heels and mini skirts and makeup and jewelry, rat her beautiful hair out. She dressed like a harlot. Didn't say she acted like a harlot, right, but she dressed like a harlot. Pride. What made Satan fall? Pride. Pride is when you want to show your body off, okay? So God kills an animal, sheds blood. It's the first shedding of blood to cover man. Puts us in a tunic-like garment. It never changed. All the priests did it. All the prophets did it. Jesus did it. Paul did it. Peter did it. He's coming back in a robe. And the Bible teaches women to wear a robe in 1 Timothy 2. The word apparel means robe. The reason I'm telling you all this is to see how far the culture and American churchianity is from God's truth. So when you say, when I preach against man-made religion, name one that's fully keeping the word of God. It's not the Methodists. They're keeping a man-made tradition. It's not Greg Laurie. He's keeping a worldly, carnal counterfeit. It's not Chuck Swindoll. He sells the things of God. He sells the things of God. Jesus made a whip for that in John 2, Jeff.
What do you mean he sells the things of God?
Programs, his books, his CDs, his audios.
But it's also, he's selling this to get people to come to
Jesus him. Said freely was given, freely you should give.
But that's not to say he's not giving.
But he's given it, but he's not giving it freely.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
Go on our website. There's the gospel. Mm-hmm. Test yourself to the gospel. Then there's a 10-point test, and it starts to go over all those things. And you'll find that the Methodist Church is so far from the truth that you have to come out of that. You have to repent, come out of the culture. You got to come out of man-made religion. And all of this entertainment and flesh is the god of this world. Satan's the god of this world. What you have to set your mind for is to seek ye first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6, and then you'll begin to read the word of God, and you'll see, oh my, football is really vile. For people to get in a stadium and cheer and rock, this is all idolatry. They love that more than they love God.
Oh, I totally agree.
Well, that's what's wrong with it then. Look at the street preacher stands out and preaches Jesus. You guys draw thousands of people for music, and I talked to maybe five people today with good conversations about the things of God. Look at the difference. So there are some sheep that are seeking. Maybe you're one of them. But look at the masses that love the flesh. This is feeding the flesh. And you must repent. You must come out of all that and be born again by the Spirit of God. And when he does that, he changes your heart and mind. Your life conforms to the scriptures. You've got to come a long way from the Methodists to get back to the standard of God.
Any organized religion?
Well, what would be organized religion would be true saints gathering together to read the word, sing, and pray together that have come out of the world.
Do you get together with any?
Yeah, we know saints all over the world. Okay. But I'm a traveling preacher, so it's hard for me. We just travel all the time. So we do a lot of it online. Right. And I teach online. I got thousands of articles on my website for free. And so organized religion is man-made. What God has is an organism. Basically, it's a family. So if you were my brother, we'd love each other. We'd get together, we'd read the word, we'd study together, we'd unite and have a perfect unity, and then we'd go out, we'd share the gospel, and then we would live as the body of Christ, not just go to religious services. See the difference? Ritual, man-made religion, God's going to reject all that. And last thing I'll leave you with, all that stuff people prop up, this, the Methodist Church, the Roman Catholic Church, the Mormon Church, the Jehovah's Witness Church, any man-made church. People spend their lives propping that up. I always remind them, Jesus is coming in 2 Thessalonians 1:8-9. He's coming with a flaming sword to destroy everyone that does not know God and does not obey the gospel. He's coming to destroy all man-made religion. The only one that's going to be left is his pureness, his word, his truth, the first century model. That's the one you want to be seeking after. And I'm here to help you. You got my contact info. We love you. God be praised. Thanks for coming over.
I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. I hope I planted CC. We're seed planters. We preach and let the Holy Spirit now convict you and you go with it.
And there's people out there that would give you a lot of crap about what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of physical harm.
I don't feel that way at all.
There's a lot of physical harm to it. The world hates the truth.
Yeah. And I don't.
And if you want to follow Jesus, the world's going to hate you. And you're going to lose most of your friends and family.
Well,
that's the cost.
No, I know.
The Methodist Church keeps you happy with everyone. Follow Jesus and you'll be hated. And Jesus said, my sheep come out of the world and hated. Be hated for the right reason, though. Amen? We love you. You got my contact info. Let me know if I can ever help you. God be praised. This is delicious.